Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Wiltshire Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents: about Police and Crime Commissioners. Stanker Adam Cover, Labour and Cooperative Party. Alan Hagger, Liberal Democrats. Mike Rees, Independent. Philip Wilkinson, Conservative and Unionist Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Wiltshire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Wiltshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Stanka Adamkova, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I am standing as the Labour and Cooperative Party candidate for Wiltshire Police and Crime Commissioner. I have a range of skills and experience gained through working for the public and private sector, including working for the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. I grew up in a small village where my father has a farm. My parents taught me the values of hard work, humility, and honesty that have become my moral compass. I use these values when I serve our communities as a councillor on Swindon Borough Council. I am also the chair of the Build a Better Swindon Committee and vice chair of the Police and Crime Panel. I can effectively challenge the status quo to improve public services. My life journey is about helping communities to build a better future for our children and grandchildren. When I speak to residents, I often hear the question, "What is the point of calling the police?" Policing in Wiltshire has lost the trust of our communities. If elected, my mission will be to restore trust and confidence in our police services' ability to protect the communities they serve. I want to make sure our communities can rely on a police service that is visible, accessible, and trusted by our communities. My pledge is to you: deliver effective neighbourhood policing, fight the epidemic of knife crime, Vision Zero approach to road safety to eliminate all road fatalities and serious injuries, combat violence against women and girls, stand up for rural communities, reduce retail crime and antisocial behaviour. Visit my manifesto at https://www.swindonlabour.org/Stanka-4-PCC for further information. This statement has been prepared by Neil Hopkins, 1B Marlborough Lane, Swindon, SN3 1RA. Contact details. Telephone number 078-096-92046. Website https://www.swindonlabour.org/stanker-hyphen-adam-cover-4-PCC. Email stanker4PCC@gmail.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?ID=100087-543-532-558. Alan Hagger, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. People in Wiltshire and Swindon want to be safe and feel safe. They want their voice to be heard and their views to be taken into account when decisions affect their village, town or city. As Police and Crime Commissioner, I will be taking a pragmatic approach to delivering a policing service that works for residents as well as police officers. And through working in partnership with communities, local councils, police and agencies, maximise what is possible. I am an experienced service commissioner with a track record of achieving impactful change. I have 10 years' experience as head of strategic commissioning for the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire. I know the system and I know what is possible. Under my leadership, we brought in millions of pounds of additional funding each year and developed effective services for victims, repeat offenders, and young people at risk of offending. As your PCC, I will restore community policing through a partnership between police and residents. Officers will be visible, known and accessible to people in their communities. Tackle antisocial behaviour through targeted work with partners. Tackle the epidemic of abuse against women and girls. Maximise investment to support all victims of crime. Invest in crime prevention and work with young people at risk of offending. Reduce repeat offending by providing a clear pathway for offenders leaving custody. Help improve support for police officers, from mental health support to fighting for more resources and fairer funding. I will represent the people of Wiltshire and Swindon with openness and transparency. Be honest about what the police can and can't do and hold the Chief Constable to account on their behalf. Prepared by Andrew North on behalf of Alan Hagger, Liberal Democrats, 17 St Mary's Place, Chippenham, SN15 1EN. Contact details. Website https://www.alanhagger.co.uk. Email alanstewarthagger@gmail.com. Mike Rees, Independent. Election Statement. I stand as an independent candidate with 30 years of policing experience and 10 years of business experience. I have no allegiance to any political party. My allegiance is to the community of Wiltshire. I will challenge your local police service and hold the Chief Constable to account. I will seek to help community support groups and improve community services. I will serve you with honesty, integrity, transparency. I will listen and be your voice in policing. I will work for you, the people of Wiltshire, to do the right thing for you. Promoted by Mukesh Shah, 15 Stainer Street, Swindon, Wiltshire, SN1 5QU, on behalf of Mike Rees. Contact details. Email mr4pcc@gmail.com. Facebook www.facebook.com/MikeReesPCC. Philip Wilkinson, Conservative and Unionist Party. Election Statement. At the time of my election, Wiltshire Police was graded the worst performing force in the country by His Majesty's Inspector of Policing. Something had to change, and I have driven that change and reform. I have worked hard to provide stronger oversight to challenge Wiltshire Police leadership, and we are making significant progress. Wiltshire Police now has an outstanding Chief Constable and new senior leadership team in place. New management systems, policies and procedures, and a command structure that aligns authority, responsibility and accountability from the top of the force to the frontline officers, and staff who are now better led, supported and empowered to deliver the services that our residents want and need. We now have 214 additional officers, improved training facilities, much improved technical and welfare support for frontline officers. As a result, prosecutions and successful resolution rates have improved significantly across all priority areas set out in my police and crime plan. A new community engagement strategy is in place. Response times to 999 and 101 calls have halved. Positive outcomes for rape, serious sexual offences and domestic abuse have trebled, and Wiltshire Police is now the top performing force per capita in the country for drug and country line disruptions. All burglaries are investigated with hugely improved results and a 95% victim satisfaction rate. Speed enforcement sanctions have increased eightfold, and support for victims is greatly enhanced. These are the first steps on the road to winning the trust and confidence of our residents and becoming an outstanding police service. Wiltshire is a safer county as a result, but there is still more for me to do. Promoted by Nabil Najjar on behalf of Philip Wilkinson, both at Morrison Hall, 12 Brown Street, Salisbury, SP1 1HE. Contact details. Telephone 01722 333 141. Email Wilkinson number 4 PCC@gmail.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/PhilipWilkinson4PCC. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Wiltshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Wiltshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Wiltshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Adam Cover, Stanker, Labour and Cooperative Party, Hagger, Allen, Liberal Democrats, Rees, Mike, Independent, Wilkinson, Philip, Conservative and Unionist Party. I can be contacted at Terence Herbert, County Hall, Bythesea Road, Trowbridge, BA14, 8JN. Elections at wiltshire.gov.uk. 0300 456 0112. https://www.wiltshire.gov.uk/elections-PCC. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.